May the words of my lips and the thoughts of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. First, let me say it's a very special joy for me to be with you today, both because we're in person, but also because it is a celebration of baptism and confirmation and your 150th anniversary. These are significant moments in the lives of individuals, of Lee and of Eleanor, and of your whole parish. And it is good to be together with you in person and with those who are online. Do you dream about the kind of world you would like to live in? In the midst of everything that is around us these days, I certainly have a longing in my heart for something else, for a world of justice, a world of peace, a world of health, of equity. It is a longing that is not unknown in Scripture. We hear it in passages in Isaiah, "For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit." And later on, of course, in the end of the scriptures in Revelation, the passage that's so often read at funerals, in Revelation 21, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them. They will be God's people, and God's self will be with them. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning, nor crying, nor pain will be no more.'" Well, surely those are visions that we share. Our instant media sources fill our minds and hearts with the pain of the pandemic, where daily case counts and deaths are common, where the horrendous catastrophe in British Columbia takes your breath away, with how quickly livelihoods, homes, livestock, and essential supply chains of basic food have disappeared, where unmarked burial sites at residential schools remind us of the effects of colonialism and racism, and where the realities of racism, long experienced by many, are visible to those whose privilege had blinded them to the injustice. I trust we long for a different world. And that is the world that we envision through God in Jesus Christ. That possibility glimpsed in the life and teachings of Jesus, whose power is stronger than death, is what we celebrate today as the reign of Christ. Claimed at the beginning of his ministry, when he declared, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to bring good news to the poor, to the oppressed, to the blind." It is a promise of law that is infused and enlivened by love, forgiveness, and healing. It is the vision of Mary that we will soon hear again in Advent, who echoes Hannah and Elizabeth in the Magnificat. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. It is a governance not of geography. For Jesus is clear, he's not a king of this world. The reign is written on the heart, as promised in Jeremiah. It is a way of living that you can do, you can live, you can be anywhere, anytime, in any culture or geography, under oppression or in freedom, in sickness or in health. It is a call to see that vision and live it now, in spite of everything around us that seems so much stronger. What a glorious day to celebrate baptism and confirmation and a 150th anniversary. For those who are being baptized and confirmed, to say we long to live under that reign of Christ, to choose that way of living in the midst of a broken world. It is that vision that this parish has sought to live out for the past 150 years. It has become a beacon of hope to so many, to academics and students in the university around, to those whose lives have been broken in different ways, those who are poor, those who are rich, those who sleep on the streets, those who long for a place to hear the good news that something else is possible. And the Church of the Redeemer has been a beacon for that good news. It is a way of vision and a heart longing first, and then it is a way of daily discernment and practice. And it is hard work. We certainly know now how quickly our context can change. And that requires us to ask each day, what does living under the reign of Christ call me, call us to do, to be, to say? What does loving my neighbor look like in a pandemic? What does it look like in the midst of COP26? What does it look like in the midst of the discovery of unmarked burial sites? What does it look like in the midst of what is happening in British Columbia? I know that often when I used to do baptismal and confirmation preparation, and in my own life, when I need a reminder of what that call is about, I go back to the baptismal covenant that we will all share in a few moments. It is a covenant that begins with the words of what we believe about what God has and is doing in the world, in creation, in Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit. But then it's the six questions that follow that I think everyone should have glued to their mirror in the morning. It's those questions that say, will you continue in the fellowship and teaching of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? When you sin, not if you sin, but when you sin, will you return to the Lord? Repent and return to the Lord. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Now, I know that some of you will say there's a saying of St. Francis that, you know, preach always and if necessary, use words. It's necessary. It needs to be both together. Not aggressively, but joyfully. I do what I do. I live the way I live because I know life under Jesus Christ. Will you seek and serve all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you respect the dignity of every human being? Yesterday was Transgender Remembrance Day. How many times have transgender people in our midst not been treated with dignity? And will you steward God's creation so that it is available and life-giving for future generations? Those are questions we should ask ourselves daily, both in our immediate personal lives. What does it mean to the person I live with, the person I work with? What does it mean to the community I live in? What does it mean to the world and the country and the people I live with? The sobering reality is, of course, that the fullness of that reign of Christ is yet in the future. For now, we live very imperfectly in the midst of some who do not share that vision or values. And we live in the midst of our own human reality of partial commitment and sin, where our own fears, our own anxieties, our own self-protection can get in the way, and where the very complexities of human communities make this hard, hard work. We are, of course, promised that we do not do it alone. And as the confirmation candidates will say in a few moments, as they make their promises, I will with God's help. We see through a glass dimly, but we catch glimpses of something life-giving, grace-filled, and joy-filled. And we reach for that through the slow, steady self-examination, confession, and transformation of our lives and those around us. And so today we celebrate the reign of Christ. Still only dimly seen in the world around us, a promise yet to be fully fulfilled, but begun in us. And we look for that hope-filled promise while we give thanks for the faithfulness of those who've gone before us in this parish. For it is only by their faithfulness that we know the love of God in Jesus Christ. And we give thanks for the faithfulness of those who are entering into those promises today in baptism and confirmation. And we look ahead with strength and joy, trusting that God's life and grace will guide us. And what is needed most in these times when it is darkest, when the fulfillment seems so far away, and the pain and the struggle and the brokenness seems greater and greater, in the midst of that, we hold on with perseverance to the tiny glimpses that we get. And as we enter Advent, we will be looking again for those tiny glimpses in Elizabeth, in Mary, and Joseph, saying yes. I will. And then trusting that God will transform the rest with us. And so today we say, thanks be to God. Amen.